Christina, the other members' speakers' time happened in the Dáil today. People almost looking at this slot with the same level of trepidation as the announcement of tariffs. And yet, when it came to very little fanfare.
Yeah, it was a bit of a damp squib, I suppose, in terms of this is a new slot for the other members, which is made up of, you know, the independents who are in government, who aren't in government, and backbenchers as well as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So obviously Carol Nolan of the Regional Independents got up to take the first slot, and it resulted in members of Sinn Féin, Labour and Independent Ireland staging, I suppose, not so much as a dramatic walkout, but, you know, still quite notable that it rarely, if ever, happens. And it did result in a split between the opposition. We've obviously seen them quite united over the last number of weeks on this issue, but the Social Democrats said that they did know that it was going to take place, but they decided to opt out of it at this round. So I suppose it begs the question, what's going to happen next when these slots continue to come up? And Sinn Féin and People Before Profit have kind of indicated that, look, the protests such as this will probably continue tomorrow and perhaps whenever these slots come up, you know, with, you know, some sources in Labour saying that, like, they have little interest in sitting there and having the likes of Carol Nolan and you know, Barry Heenigan and Michael Lowry questioning, I suppose, the Taoiseach of the day, when their point of view is that they're the ones that are keeping, you know, the government and supporting the government. So,
right.
Look, I think it has died down to a certain degree, but I definitely think there's going to be these, you know, notable little protests just to make the point that, that this hasn't gone down very well and they haven't gone away.
Okay. Briefly, seeing as we're blessed with a non-Dáil panel tonight, Sean Keyes, this speaking time row has been going on for quite some time. I don't expect you to take a side in it, but now that it seems at least this phase to have been concluded, what's your view? Is it time to move on and look at other issues? Maybe. Did you take any interest in this row in the Dáil? Honestly,
maybe it will feel a bit more trivial now that we're in a new chapter. I feel like this today is significant and people are paying attention to it. And I think that maybe that everyone involved in the row might decide it would play differently to behave in the same way in the new era.
Alice Mary Higgins, do you think the big picture stuff ultimately turned down the volume on this?
Well, the big picture stuff is democracy and ultimately, we are missing something. So it wasn't simply marking an objection to people asking questions, but I think it's marking that we have a second slot where the Taoiseach would have been answering, you know, questions, which is gone. So we have slightly less accountability. You know, backbenchers, they have parliamentary party meetings that the opposition don't attend. There are roots already in that. So I do think there is a question of, you know, I don't think that the row in the form of a row may continue, but I do think we have to kind of monitor over a long period of time and see if we do see less accountability, because if the government have the numbers, they can win the votes. The very minimum is that they should have to answer questions and be able to answer questions.
Mark Duffy.
Well, Mary Lou tweeted it just tonight, talking about defending Irish interests and the economy growing at pace. And Irish interests are obviously getting to work for the Irish people, protecting the Irish economy. When it came to diplomacy that has actually achieved an improved outcome in terms of tariffs for the pharmaceutical sector, Sinn Féin boycotted the proceedings in the White House and the celebrations of the US-Irish connection. And then in relation to obstructing the formation of the committees that's been frustrated over the past number of weeks, that's not protecting Irish interests. So it is important for backbenchers, they are democratically elected, like opposition, to have speaking time as well. And that is what is so important.
We won't relitigate what has consumed us for about the last 3 weeks on this.